What's up, what's up, what's up? You know what time it is. Time for this podcast called Let's Go Insane. Yeah, man, I'm in here tripping. It's trippy hour. Almost 3 a.m. in the morning. I was in here, like, trying to recreate my old days where I used to fuck with, like, comedy songs, like, remake them. Like, my favorite one was me, my cousin, AJ, and my homeboy, Sam. They go to Alcorn with me. We remade a song called Whatever You Like. Like, I originally remade it, and then they came back and did a remix and just freestyle. Like, it was so funny to me. I couldn't even rap on. I just did, like, one or two chorus, I think. I think it was just one chorus, and they went all bars. Straight bars. Get in the comedy bars, though, because we don't rap about number bullshit. That's all we do. Because, like, I was sitting in here, and I was doing Drake 0 to 100. But, like, I was so offbeat. Like, you would have saw, like, it was kind of like a cowboy at an NWA concert. Everybody else throwing their hands up. Hip hop hooray, hey ho, he square dance. Like, I had the song, like, my first verse was legit. Like, I was in there. All right, I'm going to hit it for y'all right quick. Hold on, let me find the paper. Oh, yeah, okay, here we go. Fuck being on some chill shit. We done ran out of gas, nigga, real quick. They be on some strip to pay the bill shit. And I don't tip shit, not even a little bit. Oh lord, know your size, know your girth, nigga. My stomach been louder than my words, nigga. How you sold out but got crumbs on your shirt, nigga? Niggas wanna do it, we can cook on their turf, nigga. Oh lord, I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the bitches getting government checks. All up on the phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' get wet if she keep scrolling to the left, dawg. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the heaviest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Way up! The woo ain't friendly, but it's where I lay up. I can't motherfucking lay up. I been shack food with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Ramen noodle with the pot, boy. Chicken flavor with the wrist, boy. Who the fuck them niggas is, boy? Taco Bell, yeah, we really with the shit, boy. Really with the tricks. Say I'm sorry, silly rabbit, but tricks is for kids, boy. Fuck all that Lee, you gotta chill shit. I be on my Sonic Happy Meal shit. Fuck all that trap to pay the bill shit. Yeah, I'm on some mama pay my bills, sis. Selling DVDs, I thought it'd make me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all of my shit, that's what even when I rap that, I get tongue tied, like, doing a song with the beat and the chorus and all that shit. But it'd be funny though, man. I was in this bit going in till I got a goddamn text message from my homie, the lunch lady, Perry. What's up? LL Sure and watch, I see your face on the billboard. Yeah, hold on, let me answer this text right here from my homie Paris. Shout out to Paris, coming all the way straight from the 818. I forgot what the fuck this is. Is that Moreno Valley? Ah, I think so. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I got two crazy text messages. One was that I had sent her, like, a sample, like, what I recorded. And the other one was, what? You got a fat ass, throw it in a circle. Yeah, that. But, man, yeah, like, comedy, I done fell off. This is my second podcast in about, 5 months. I admit, I had went through some things. I was, like, I had to get my spirit right with God. Goddamn, lunch lady. Yeah, I had to get my spirit right. I had to get my mind right. I'm slowly coming back. I'm trying to work through this process. I'm going to be doing a lot. I got a lot of stuff I want to do, like build on as a person. I got one goal. It's not fame. It's not comedy. It's just a goal. I ain't going to talk about it right now. I might tell y'all about it later because I don't want to spill the beans and shit. Everybody wanted, oh, that's so sweet. Oh, my God. No, I ain't got time for all that shit. But anyway, right now, we finna get insane topics. What's going on? NWA movie. NWA movie was so fucking dope. I swear I was going to the movies to watch some gangster shit. Like, I was grinding up there bumping the NWA straight out of Compton. I'm talking about straight out of Compton. Crazy motherfucking night, Ice Cube from a gang called Niggas With Attitude. Now, see, like, in my mind, I could remix that song to a funny version. But when I try to put it on the mic, like, that shit has a retardation filter where I just fuck up. I don't know why. Like I say, straight out of Woodville, Crazy Motherfucking Night, Ice Cube. I ain't got a gang, but my mama will whoop your ass with an attitude or something like that. Like, it's easy, like, it's easy just to play with songs in my mind. But anyway, like, I went and saw the movie and I was down to go see some gangster shit. I got my NWA hat on, I got my Compton hat on. I ain't much from motherfucking Compton, I ain't seen Compton, I ain't smelled Compton, I ain't even high five nobody from Compton yet. But I got my motherfucking Compton hat on, rocking with some fresh ass Dickies. I swear to God, I'm from California and I ain't been past the Louisiana state line. But you know, I'm in the building. I'm going to see this. This is NWA. This is what I listen to. I don't listen to new people shit. People like, play that Boosie. Now I'm playing this NWA. Play that Kevin Gates. Now I'm bumming this NWA. You ain't shit. A bitch is a bitch. I don't care what you got to say. That's how I am, man. Like, that's, like, I'm mostly a West Coast music guy. Like, I listen to West Coast music before I listen to anybody. Like, if you had me to pick right now, well, old school West Coast, because now it's a lot of new people that I do like that I listen to. I listen to A$AP Rock, Kanye West, Drake, J. Cole, you know. But when it's coming to Kendrick Lamar, I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey my motherfucker sitting on my throne again. That song, at first, I admit, I ain't like this song. Like, what the fuck wrong with Kendrick Lamar? I can listen to it. Then I just walk around every time I see somebody that, you know, they used to hate on me. And they be like, Lee, what's up? And they be like, bitch, where you when I was walking? Now I run a gang, got the whole world. Well, I don't run a gang, but, you know, I'm doing positive things in my life. I'm doing some with my life, he did. But all I still got to ask him, though, bitch, where you when I was walking? Now I run a gang, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody want to cut the legs off. But, yeah. Like, so, back to where I was. I see, I get sidetracked. I got ADD or some shit like that. I don't know. But, yeah, I was going to see NWA straight out of Compton. I'm going to see Ice Cube, Ren, Yella, Dr. Dre, Easy, motherfucking E. I'm going in there to see that shit. I'm going there gangster. Like I said, I had my NWA shirt on that I still got on right now. I'd have washed it, I think. But I was going in there to see it. I had my Compton hat on. I had my black Dickies on. With some G-Nikes. I swear to God, that day I sold dope. And all I had was some Girl Scout cookies in my car. But, like I was saying, I walked into the counter. Dude was like, you got an NWA shirt on the hat? Oh, there's no way you go see this movie. This movie sold out. I slid in my phone with the confirmation email like, bitch, please hand that ticket over. I went in there. I was ready. Then when I got in the movie, they had to help some little niggas get in and go see it. They wasn't old enough to go and see it. They had to be in there with somebody 21. Them niggas found me in the line. So I was like, ready, let's go. Boom, y'all ready? I wouldn't use the bathroom. Found out the nigga waiting on me again. Dude would let him in. They were like, you with you? Yeah, come on, nigga. So we went in there. They went upstairs. I don't know the fuck they went. I went my own way. Went back to go get me something to eat. Shit called me $30 for a small box of popcorn and a drink. Never again. I would run a motherfucking fire hose through the movie theater and sit there and drink water all night. But anyway, I went and I saw it, you know, had my favorite parts where Easy came out the room with the gun. She gets some real nigga dick right now. What you say, homie? And them nigga pulled the gun on her, hit the Bye Felicia line. I was like, oh, Bye Felicia. Did they write that in there? Or did that moment really happen? That's the cool story about it. You gotta find out from Ice Cube if he ever tell our punk ass. But anyway, like, I was in there watching it. Then I was beginning. Then I saw when Ice Cube was getting mad, you know, about the contracts. And I was like, damn, they finna break up this one. The story finna get fucking sad. Cause, like, if you listen to all the old hits off the first album, just like that truth they were spitting. Here's one said by a man that couldn't quit. Dope man, please, can I have another hit? The dope man said, boy, I don't give a shit if your girl kneel down and suck my dick. That shit. Oh, man. Hold on. What else? Well, Easy, he come in. Yeah, I'm the dope man, young boy, Ran Carter. Money up to here, but unemployed. I didn't understand that shit without a little, but I understand that shit now. Cause, man, I admit, like, until I saw this movie, I kind of didn't like Eazy-E. Like, I would rap his songs because of N.W.A. songs, but I didn't like, cause I like, he messed over Cube, he messed over Dre, he messed over the D.O.C. I didn't know the full story. And I knew about the beef between him and Dre, and they didn't show that in the movie, because everybody knows the beef that happened. If you listen to The Chronic, and what Eazy's last album was, 187 Rum Killer. Yeah, if you listen to them two albums, you're going to know the beef. But out of respect for Ease, if they didn't put that shit in there, they must put that shit in there when they diss Ice Cube. We know what they went through, but they didn't put it in there. And that was like so fucking dope because they showed love. And like, I didn't know they made it up with Ease. I didn't know they was finna go back on tour. I'm born in 91. Ease died in 85. I was 4 years old. I don't know what the fuck going on. I was too busy caught up listening to Tupac at 4. Hail Mary. Oh, yeah, I had to send out a text. But, yeah, man, and because, like, I started, like, the VH1 special, and they never mentioned it. Because I knew about a lot of stuff that didn't happen. That's why, motherfucker, 15%. Oh, hold on. But I knew about a lot of stuff that happened. But it was just dope to me that they didn't do it. And, like, I'm going in here to see some gangster shit. Why I walk out crying? Like easy going. I'm on pouring tears. Like I gotta walk out by myself, sit on the side rail, you know, show the little highlights of like Dre when he met M, higher 50 in them say he promoted his career, like the legacy after NWA, like what each one of them was doing. Why I'm in the fucking stare to crying and I'm supposed to go see some gangster shit. I'm supposed to go see some shit that can make me run out wanna talk to nigga like, hey, bitch, nigga, you don't want these motherfucking problems. I'm supposed to be out there like this. I'm riding home, listening to NWA songs, in the crying, listen to A Bitch Is A Bitch crying, listen to Straight Outta Compton crying, listen to Gangsta crying, listen to, what else was one of my favorite NWA songs? Let me look up my phone. I'm so, like, busy trying to get this podcast out. I'm in here forgetting shit. This motherfucker just said, listen to Meek Mill. I don't know what the fuck wrong with my homegirl. But, yeah, here we go. I'm up there to fuck the police crying. Dope Man crying. Always in the sun. One of my favorite songs on the NWA Straight Outcome was Express Yourself.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
I'm riding home listening to that crying. And this is supposed to be a gangster-ass movie. Like, why did they do this to me? This what made the movie so good. If you a fan, if you a true fan, man, you gonna walk out that bitch with a tear. I don't give a fuck how hard you, how many niggas you shot, how many times you said, fuck the police. If you bout it and you rowdy, you gonna walk out that bitch crying. But now, the thing about this, after this, everybody wanna do a biopic. And it seems like everybody from the 90s feel like they got a story to tell that's a movie. Only certain artists can make a movie. The No Limit one, that shit might end up on Lifetime and Wendy Williams gonna fuck it up. Cash Money, I love Cash Money. I'm 2 hours away from New Orleans. Like, I remember growing up, everybody else was rapping about they wanna be juvenile. Some told me I wanna be Lil Wayne because the block is hot. Cause I still remember that verse. Like, I was one of the youngest niggas rapping that verse from Loud Pipes. Just spitting. Whoa, now I'm shining, beaming, blossing, big time. I'm stunning and flossing, Lamborghini sitting up 40 with 2 moon. Where my garage, plus I'm blue and black Ferrari. When that Tinder, when that Tory, man, I swear this cause I was boom. Sorry, we lost. I'm back. I was in there. I was young, just going. I knew so much about music when I was young. That's why it's hard for me to catch on to a lot of new shit unless they. Speaking of real, because I heard somebody say the Cheeky verse, say hip-hop. I unfriended their ass, deleted their ass, and got rid of their ass. Hope somebody shot that. I'm just playing. I hope nobody shot them. But, man, if you listen to this, go see Straight Outta Compton. I'm going to see Straight Outta Compton again when I get some more straight out of, when I go get some more money. Because I'm straight out of being motherfucking broke. This Obamacare, not Obamacare, Obama read. What the fuck is it called when... Obama student loan forgiveness plan just robbed my motherfucking bank account for $500. Yeah, so, but it's a blessing in disguise. Like, they took $500 and that clears me up to borrow more money for school because right now I'm in film school. Clap it up. Clap that thing on up. Yeah, I'm in film school, so. Yeah, so, that's one announcement. I got a lot of shit to do. But, at the end of the day, I'm just going to be me and stay funny. Trying to get back to the stage. Like, I got a mental mind block. that I got to overcome. Holla at your boy, Comically Insane on Twitter, Comically Insane on Facebook, Lee Jenkins on Facebook. I mean, Comically Insane on Instagram, Gram Life, nigga. Repost for repost. What's up? Shout out for shout out, bitch. But yeah, holla at your boy. I'm out. This is the podcast. Check it out.